I just love the sound of certain words. Do you have favorite words? Well, this is Stories and Stuff, and I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller here in Minneapolis. Yeah, maybe you have favorite words that you just like the sound of. Some of mine are shower gel and playroom and Mona. I love the name Mona and scrunchy, like on a ponytail, and door shisher, like the things at the top of a door to make it close slowly. Well, my latest one is floor drain, like a drain in a floor is a floor drain. Well, one of the things I've liked since I was little is the sound of crickets chirping. And I'd hear them, and sometimes Mother would catch me crickets, and I'd hold them and play with them, but often they didn't chirp once I put them in a jar or anything. They only chirped outside. And, well, there was one night, it was about maybe 2 in the morning, and, or it could have been 3 in the morning. Mother was too sleepy to even remember. I was about 4 or 4 and a half years old. Mommy, Mommy, wake up. There's a grandfather cricket outside. It's about an octave. It's about an octave bigger than another cricket. Taking little piano lessons, and they had told us about octaves. The teacher, Bill Parker, had at Virginia Beach. And, Mommy, wake up. It's a grandfather cricket. It's bigger than any cricket that's ever been in the world, I think. I've never heard one that big. So finally she woke up. I was so persistent. She decided the only way to get me to go back to sleep was to catch that cricket. So she was out in the dark, you know, real early in the morning like that, crawling around. When she first got out there, she actually heard it. Said, wow, that is a big chirp. I have never heard one like that. And you really think it's a cricket? And so she was crawling around. It was pretty dark out there. She had a tiny little light. And finally, a policeman came along and said, ma'am, just what are you doing out here at this hour? Kind of nicely, you know. And Mother said, well, my son just woke me up, and it's the biggest cricket he's ever heard. He could tell by the chirp it's a grandfather cricket. And I jumped up and down, yeah, it's a grandfather cricket. And we're trying to find it. So he just walked away silently. We thought he was just gone. But pretty soon he came back and had this great, big, heavy light with two very large batteries in it. And he had it in, you know, big old handle that he carried and everything. Mother said it must have weighed 20 pounds or something. Very large bulb, probably as big as my head. And when he turned that thing on, that lit up the yard pretty good. And he looked, and he looked, and he looked. And you know what? He actually found that cricket and said, ma'am, this is one of the largest crickets I've ever seen. And Mother said, well, my son knows crickets. And he knew that this one was big just by the chirp. And so Mother, we tried putting it in a pickle jar, and it jumped out even before Mother could get the lid on it. It was a giant big pickle jar, too. So Mother had to, well, we rounded him up, found him in the house again, and got the lid on. My sister, she got in on the act, too. She didn't really like insects very much, but she offered him a piece of her powdered sugar donut. And he actually started eating that thing, Mother told me. And at the end, we could feel a little chunk ate out of that piece of donut. I guess maybe that's why he died that night. Maybe he just ate too much donut, because the very next night, I had him for one day. We found him dead, and that big chunk eaten out of the donut, so about a quarter of an inch big or something, which I'm sure is pretty big for a cricket. So we think maybe he just ate too much donut. I don't know. Or maybe he just didn't like being in that jar with the little air holes punched in it. I don't know. But yeah, that's the time Mother remembered catching that grandfather cricket, when even the policeman said it was a big cricket. And I hear those kind today, too. I was listening to a sound effect record, and when I heard that sound, it was a different species, different name of kind of cricket, too, that makes that lower pitch chirp. No wonder it was so big. It even had different coloration and everything than the regular, the crickets that chirp. They chirp, I usually hear from crickets. So sometimes just think about that and listen to the sound of crickets during the spring and summer and fall, and see if you notice some that are chirping way lower pitch than the other higher ones. Well, about floor drains, I was mentioning how I like the word floor drain to a friend named Don in Florida, D-O-N, and he was saying in his family they've owned apartment buildings, and a lot of times the floor drains would get clogged up, and they would go over and put lye down in them to get them unclogged. I was going to say that's no lie, but I won't say that. Anyway, they would it would make all this sizzling and roiling and boiling and bubbling noise, and it would start moving up towards the top until finally the drain was unclogged, and it would zoom, bubble, and stuff down the drain and make a heck of a lot of racket. And so I decided I just have to hear lye go down a floor drain. And I was mentioning to Dawn in Australia, D-A-W-N, there in Melbourne, and she said, well, I'll just have to fly in December and take you to a floor drain so we can be together while you hear this wonderful sound. So she's going to come in after Thanksgiving from Melbourne and stay a day. And she's already found a janitorial supervisor that will do it for us. I wasn't on the phone with her, but just trying to imagine what it's like when he picks up the phone, you know, and says, Hawkins, or whatever his name is, you know, or however he answers the phone, or maintenance, or whatever, you know. Yes, I'm Dawn, and I'm calling from Australia, and a friend of mine loves floor drains, and he wants to come and hear the lie go down the floor drain, so I'm going to fly in from Australia that day so I can be with him when he has this great adventure. When could we come to hear some lye be poured down your floor drain? He says it makes an awfully wonderful noise. You know, I don't know if that's how the call went or not, but how do you call a janitor from Australia or a supervisor even and let him know you're going to fly in there so that the blind man can hear lye pour down a floor drain? I bet he'll remember that call, but he said he'll be ready. She said it will be shortly after Thanksgiving, tentatively the 6th of December on a Wednesday, but she'll have to see because she's doing India the week before and little thing, and you know, we'll have to arrange the make sure she's back and everything by then. Otherwise, but he said, you know, just give me a call when you know when you're coming, and I'll be sure that, you know, everything's ready. So I'll let you know just what kind of sound it makes when lye is poured down a floor drain. And to think that I have a mother there in Australia that'll fly in so that I can be with her to hear that funny noise. Next time, there'll be another story, and totally different, I'm sure. Stay strong and take care of each other and find some time to play. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To re-record, press 2. To review your message, press 3. To enter your laser mail security code, press 4. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To re-record, press 2. To review your message, press 3. To enter your laser mail security code, press 4. Goodbye.